As we put the wraps on the political convention season, there's been some controversy about a statement from Democratic vice presidential candidate John Edwards. And Richard Lowry, editor of the conservative National Review, now finds himself in an unusual position, total agreement with a Democrat.
John Edwards is right. There are two Americas. I was in a TV green room the other day. That's the glad-handing arena where pundits, politicians, and hangers-on meet and usually pretend to like each other. Most people are in suits, and we are more or less interchangeable. We're liberals, we're conservatives, we're something in between, but all of us inhabit the same media-obsessed, urban, sophisticated, or so we think, East Coast world. So, it got my attention when a gentleman wearing an open shirt and jeans walked in and introduced himself as Larry Gatlin. "Hi, Larry. Where are you from?" I asked. "I'm from Austin, Texas, by the grace of a good and great God," he announced. I got the picture. Here was a high-spirited Texas delegate with some of his Texas friends getting the treat of hanging out in a big-time TV studio in the big city. Well, good for them, I thought. Larry asked if I'm the stud duck at my magazine, National Review. "Stud duck?" I said, not knowing whether to be flattered or offended. "Geez, I don't know." Larry suggested that with my relative youth, maybe I'd best be described as a stud duckling. We settled on that. He went on to say how he found the first night of the Republican convention so moving that he went, as he put, nearly Pentecostal. He waved his hand in front of his face like he was about to faint. He called the microwave oven in the room a radar machine. When the hairstylist asked him if he wanted his hair done, he bent forward and shook his full head of unruly locks and asked, "What do you think?" So, they're actually going to appear on TV. Well, this is a big day for the boys from Texas, I thought. Good for them. I was on the verge of asking my new friend Larry why exactly he was going to be on the air, but instead I just laughed along at his antics and marveled at just how many people to whom he cheerfully spread God's blessings. On my way out, I picked up that another of the Texas guys was named Gatlin, too. Kind of curious. Then it slowly began to dawn on me. Brothers. Bush supporters. Texas. God-fearing. The clouds parted. I called a colleague on the way back to the office, the only one I know here in Manhattan who actually listens to country music. "Of course, the Gatlin brothers," she said. When I got in the office, I did a Google search. Gatlin brothers. Country music legends. 4-decade-long careers. 15 top 5 hits. Grammy Awards. A platinum record. The Gatlin brothers, it turns out, are huge. I'd never heard of them because John Edwards is right. We live in two Americas, where not just politics and attitudes differ, but where we have totally different pop culture icons and superstars. In short, I'm a humbler duckling.
Richard Lowry is the editor of the National Review. He lives in Manhattan.
Houston, Houston means that I'm one day closer to you.